And now down to happy, sunny Chickazola Town, where Papa Johnson is in constant contact with the purple people from the moon. Papa's little purple people, or purple person, is no larger or taller than your thumb. But he has been giving Papa Johnson some very accurate information. The Professor Potash also has a purple people, but he has been giving the professor some very inaccurate information. Let's listen as the two compare notes on the front porch of the Johnson home.
Well, the only thing I know, Professor, just the little moon man that you know, he must have done got ostracized, and they ain't letting him in on the inner circle of information of what's going to happen or nothing.
I don't know, but everything he tell me is wrong and backwards and everything. Now, he say that a man is going to the moon in 1875. And I try to tell him that done pass, and he say it ain't.
Well, the one I know, he give me the right information. I done learned a lot about him now. I asked him, I say, is I gonna ever go to the moon? And he say I was too soon for the moon. He talked that way, you know, kind of jivey. And he say I a fat chick from the city, we ain't got no biddy. All that stuff, you know. And he right comical, too, this little old fella is. And he carry on, you know. He say I ain't a square, but I would have known as an oblong.
Oh. But how about the horse that he give you to bet on? Did you bet on him?
But I don't want it known around town that I goes around betting on horses. Because I ain't no racehorser. And I don't fools with something that... Well, it just ain't right to do something like that. So I... Yeah, I bet on it.
Oh. Well, Miss Johnson, when you done something, why you want to act like you ain't done it?
Well, I just don't think that... Well, racehorsing is dangerous. Somebody can lose all their money, and then where is it? Then they got to go steal something or something. I just don't like the idea, that's all.
Oh, I see.
What do you mean, you see?
Well, you is a two-facer. That's what you is. But that ain't neither here nor there. Fact remains is that you is better on the horse, ain't you?
Yeah.
Now, what was the horse's name?
Hermosa Casa, that Spanish horse.
Oh, that's the one that couldn't win if they had a steam shovel behind him pushing him. I mean, Miss Jowlin, you sure got yourself what is known in the vernacular of the horse racing industry as a dog and a pig.
Well, maybe. Uh-oh, here comes the Pee-wee. Now, don't say nothing about the purple people, because don't nobody believe that we see them, and they ain't no use in letting people think we crazy.
No, sir, but if this horse that you done bet on come in, all I got to say is, boy, I believe everything that yours tells us now, from here on in.
Yeah.
Hi, Miss Pee-wee. Come on up and
sit down a while. Waste away an hour or something if you so lazy and trifling you ain't got nothing to do.
I ain't lazy trailing. I ain't got nothing to do. I said to myself, I come on over there and sit down with Miss Johnson and then see how they is. How y'all is?
Oh, all right.
Miss Johnson, how you somebody told me that you bet on Hermosa Casa, that old racehorse?
Who told you that, Miss Pee-wee?
That bookie told me. Did you? I just didn't believe that you do things like that, Miss John. I never did know that you bet on the horses.
Well, this particular horse, Miss Pee-wee, I got a tip on him, didn't I, Professor?
Oh, in the vernacular of the horse racing industry, Miss Johnson got what is known as a juicy bit from the feed bag, Miss Pee-wee. Although I think it's going to turn out to be bitter and not so juicy. The only way that that this horse could win, according to the experts, if they use some heavy road equipment to get him over the line.
You mean that he a pig?
He a dog. He a worm. Oh, he ain't nothing. I don't know. The only reason that they let him run in the race Yes, he got such a reputation for being last that he used to it. And it makes all the rest of the horse people feel better to have a horse in there that they know is going to be last. In such a way that they know that regardless of whether their horse win a show or place, at least he ain't going to be last. Because this Homosa Casa always last. And that make them feel better knowing that their horse ain't going to be last.
Anyway, I done only bet $2 on him.
Yeah, I know, but it's so crazy.
What is crazy about it, Miss P? I got a right to bet $2 on a race horse guy wants to bet it. Ain't it?
Yeah, sir. Miss Jasmine, I follow the horses. I know something about them. If you'd have asked me, I'd have been able to tell you which horse gonna win the race.
Now, how could you have told me which horse gonna win the race?
Because I know of them. I know which horse gonna win.
Well, anyway, we'll know probably a little bit. There. Let's turn on the radio.
Ain't no use turn on the radio. The race is over.
Race is over?
Yeah, sir.
Who won?
A horse by the name of Pretty Boy.
Oh.
Sleepawake was second, and Do It Now is third.
Where was Homosa Casa?
Last.
Oh, me.
Well, I guess it's beginning to happen, Miss Jen. I know it couldn't be true that you know what we know.
No. Maybe I ain't even seeing that little old fella, Purple People. Maybe it's a fig Newton of my imagination.
Maybe.
Well, at least I didn't have but $2 on him.
Next time you want to rent a horse, you let me know. I get the right one to play. I know those horses.
What happened in the race?
Well, there was a big bunch up right at the finish. All of them was almost in there together except Homosa Casa. And Homosa Casa was just making the last turn when it happened, and it was a photograph finish, and all the horses was in there together. And so they made a photograph of it and everything, and they all jumbled up, and then the man announced the winner.
It don't seem right, though, that I get the wrong information that way.
From who?
Oh, none of your business. I don't want to talk about it, Miss Pee-wee. Wait a minute. Here comes Jerry running down here like his tongue hanging out. What's the matter with him?
I don't know. Maybe they had a wreck up on the corner or something.
Miss Johnson, the most phenomenal thing that ever happened in the history of horse racing. And you know that every last one of the horses in the race done been disqualified for piling up at the post, and that the winner is a pig by the name of Homosa Casa, and that you had $2 on him, and that you done won $80 for the $2?
No.
Yes, sir, Miss Johnson, yes, sir.
Well, how does you like that?
Oh, this is unbelievable.
It sure will.
And what happens with Papa Johnson's Purple People? Well, we'll have another look at them at the same time tomorrow. I'll be back in a moment, but first a moment here. This is Jimmy Scribner, your writer, actor, producer on the Johnson Family, thanking you for today, hoping you'll join us tomorrow at the same time. And until then, goodbye, everybody.